Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty. Welcome in on a Tuesday. We've got a lot to talk about, and I have to tell you, we are going to jump right in because I feel like we were dismissed, we were patronized, we were outright mistreated by Scott the Gator Anderson. Kenny's my witness. I brought up our opening topic, and not only was Gator just not having it, he didn't have the decency to say it to our face. He said it while sauntering out the studio. So I'm going to bring this up to open because I didn't think what we said was in any way inflammatory. But Mr. R.L. Beard, article on ESPN today, Detroit Tigers, 40-21 Tigers, your first place Tigers. Congratulations. You clubbed a baby seal last night. I mean, the White Sox are helpless. The official Tiger of this show, 3 home runs. What did I tell you? Kerry Bonds, get him out of that leadoff spot. He's going to be just fine.
I thought it was Fearley.
No.
He's the face of the franchise. Okay.
I wanted to bring this up because as fun as this is, they still have needs. And when you get to this spot, you're trying to build a monolith. You're trying to build a team that can win the World Series. Everybody, obviously, you need a high leverage reliever. Why? Because I want another weapon back there. And I want AJ to be able to pull whatever levers he wants and know I have one other high leverage type guy. And it can't just be some mud hen with an ADRA who turns into Verlander. I mean, a legit guy. You'll get that. But the other thing they need is a right-handed bat. Some would say they need a shortstop. Jeff Passan wrote the following, and I want to know if this is just so simple. Why wouldn't this happen? He wrote, "Optimize the machine. The Tigers have the best record in baseball at 40-21, and it's not just because Tarek Skubal is the game's best pitcher. They're deep, they play clean baseball, and they're managed by A.J. Hinch. But while conventional wisdom suggests they could use a high-octane bullpen arm, which they do, renting this player's services before he hits free agency would infuse the lineup with the sort of bat that Trey Sweeney doesn't have.
Okay.
And after a homerless April, this player hit 7 home runs in May and slugged better than 500. And the Tigers don't need much. But with their prospect depth, they can afford a luxury item. Do you know what player that I said? And Scott, Kenny can't confirm it, but Kenny thought Gator spit on the floor in disgust when I said this.
Yeah, not a Gator favorite. Yeah, I guess he figured they could do better. Or
right.
Get him later.
I'll just go get Cal Ripken. So the player is Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are going nowhere. They already paid Vlad. They're not going to pay Bo Bichette. Prove it deal goes from a loser to a winner, and he's a gap power hitter. His power never materialized. Like when he was a younger player, everyone thought, oh my God, he's going to be a 30, 35 home run guy. Now it's a stretch to say he'll hit 20. But can he and his batting style, gap to gap, play in Comerica Park? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now,
it's like the place was built for.
I'd force him to wear a wig because I don't like when he got his hair cut. We need the lettuce back. So we're going to put a wig on him, and he's going to have the Bobichette locks again. But this, to me, is a no-brainer. Expiring player reduces the cost. He provides you the right-handed bat you need. Kenny's ready to throw Trey Sweeney in the river. He's had enough. You add Bobichette to this lineup. I don't need him to hit first. I don't need him to hit second. I don't need him to hit third. I could slot him in sixth. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that doesn't happen. Do you believe this is the move that a month from now, as we head to the 4th of July, Tiger fans should be targeting? Yes or no?
Yes. I do. And this isn't like...
And why was Gator so mean?
The Paul Skeens. Well, he was just like, you got to go get a reliever now.
You get both.
You get Bo later. You get him 6 weeks from now. I was like, why not? Why wait 6 weeks? Why not just get him now?
No, the point is get him by the deadline and get the reliever by the deadline. Yeah. If I told you their deadline was Bobichette and a high leverage reliever, I'm willing to say the WS word. I'm not going to say that right now.
Maybe I can get you.
Nope. Nope.
Nah, I mean, you would. The only thing that bothers me about this is because it makes way too much sense. And it looks like it could be done, which you just at that point ball it up, put it in the garbage.
And think about it. He's a rental.
Yeah,
he's cheaper. He has to play well. He'll be in big-time games with a big-time team. Change his scenery angle. Shout out Kenny Cott. And you get him out of Toronto.
And you have the prospects that you can pay for this rental.
It's not going to hurt you. Very easily.
Right. It's not going to hurt you. That's what I said. I'm afraid because it makes way too much sense. It should be done. And, Mike, you've been around long enough to know.
It never happens.
When things like this happen, nothing happens.
Tiger fan? Tell me, isn't this the obvious move? Jeff Passan has a trade target for every team, Bobichette.
Yeah.
And the Tigers are one of only 5 or 6 buyers on the list. So let's get...
It's a right-handed bat you've been looking for.
Yeah. Why not? And again, the fact that he hit 7 homers in May offsets the terrible April. But if this is the player he is, maybe he's a 25-homer guy again, even if he's not.
But
gap power, doubles, he led the league in hits years ago. Why not?
No, right there. Because of the way he hits, this ballpark is perfect for him. You get hit the ball in the gaps, get the doubles, maybe even leg one out for a triple, but you're scoring runs. It's a right-handed bat that you need. And, yeah, while you're almost damn near 20 games above 500, this is the time to go for it.
Also, at a bare minimum, he's an upgrade over Trey Sweeney. He's a 111 OPS plus. Trey Sweeney's like low, mid 70, 74 OPS plus. So he's already around a 40% upgrade from Trey Sweeney.
He's an 800 OPS guy.
Yeah,
in 100%. General. In yep. general. So here's how I want to do this. If you're in favor, say aye. If you're not, I need to hear why. Those are the rules of 2 to 6. You don't get to, if you're going to say, well, Ragnow doesn't matter. Why? If you're going to say, I don't want Bobichette. Why? Tell me how this move doesn't elevate this team. You don't have a shortstop coming to save you. And for the love of God, I don't want to hear about Javi Baez. Have Javi in a nice little utility role. Let him be the cute story he is. Bobichette, shortstop, passing. 248-539-9797. Yeah. I can't come up with a single reason not to do it.
No, change of scenery and a guy going into free agency, which means he's probably going to play a little bit harder on a team that's winning to try to bump up his worth when it comes to the offseason. It is a win-win for you because he's truly, like I said, I'm going into free agency, so everything that I do is going to be magnified because I'm playing for this Tigers team. It's one of the hottest teams out there. Yes.
And that's why I say the change of scenery thing plays is because in Toronto, he has to bat leadoff. He has to bat 2. He has to bat 3. He has to bat in the top third of that lineup. Whereas now, you can stick him at 5 or 6 and be just fine. No pressure.
Yeah, he's just one of the guys.
Yep.
Yeah. We need to stop making too much sense.
No, we do. Maybe I could offer some terrible Ragnow take and we could fill the lines. Kenny already told me about some of that.
I'm about to say, Cookies came down to 12.
Leave it alone. David, ticket text coming in. Talk to me. Pass an article, says the Tigers should get Bobichette. Can anyone make a coherent argument as to why you don't do it?
Give one of the top 100 prospects, Therone, perhaps someone, give me that trophy.
I don't think you would even need to give that level of prospect for a rental, man.
I don't think so.
But again, Bichette's going to have to grow the hair back. I will not allow him to play here without it. Send him over to Windsor for the hair plugs or whatever. Just dial him in, duct tape some extensions up there, do what you got to do. He had the flowing locks. That's the key to a 30 home run season.
It's like the balding point guard.
That's right.
You have to have the locks.
That's right.
It's the opposite of you can't win with a ginger quarterback. Right. You must win with the locks of Bo Bichette.
That's right.
This is the summer of Mike's rules. So I'm just learning them as we go along.
Oh, I'm compiling a list. Don't worry. We'll get to that.
Bobrovsky, 248-539-9797. Man, people are boned up about their baseball team, huh?
Well, you know, Kerry Bonds had three home runs.
He's the official Tiger of this show.
Which home run was the best? 248-53.
What was your favorite moment about last night? Man, I'll talk about the weather before I do something like that.
Well, I really like the third one because I thought that it was like the kid was going to take the ball away. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, mine was when Riley Green made a great catch and I swore Benetti needed a wet wipe. That would be my moment of the night because that's where I began muting the TV.
I thought the Tigers had a juggling act.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, we'll get some ticket texts, get to the calls. Jeff Passan had a trade target for every team, and I have no disagreement. Tigers, there's going to be a bunch of relief pitching available. I'm not telling you it'll be cheap. They need a high-leverage reliever. Not in a sense of this is Mariano Rivera, hit the Enter Sandman. No, you're going to juggle who closes out games. I want to give AJ one more weapon in the late innings, and I want a reliever. But we've talked about a right-handed bat. And for Passan to say Bo Bichette, expiring contract, red hot in May, it's a prove-it situation. He's going to play big-time games, going to presumably play playoff baseball. He's still, in general, an 800 OPS player. How do you not do it? And I don't want to hear I'm blocking somebody. Who am I blocking? It just depends if he had enough of Trey Sweeney. And it doesn't mean Trey Sweeney can't play a little bit here or there. But, I mean, what are we talking about? Bo Bichette is an all-star caliber player. Trey Sweeney is not.
Yeah, have you reached Kenny Cott level of Trey Sweeney?
Kenny wants to throw him in the ocean. He's had enough. I mean, the anti-Trey Sweeney rhetoric from the Cott delegate is something. But to me, if you don't want it, I need to know why. It seems like the perfect fit. and a guy who I think is desperate to play some winning baseball here. Feels a little stuck in the mud in Toronto. David, what do the ticket techs have to say?
Well, I agree that a right-handed bat would be nice, and I like Bichette. It's not as high as a need for another bullpen arm. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Kenny. I like Javi and Sweeney, Eric and Southfield.
Why is my question. Why do you like Trey Sweeney? Because you're told to like him? Because the team got good when he played here last year? Why exactly? The guy can't hit. And when he has the baseball, I pray for my life. Why do you like him exactly? Is it because some nerd told you you're supposed to? Why? Bo Bichette, Trey Sweeney.
I don't know this person, but it could be the fact of with that combination, they're sitting there at 40-21. So
you don't try to get better.
I don't want to break this thing up. This is working right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe that's the rationale behind it.
Yeah, here's the other thing. I have news for you. News that you can use. Javi's already fading. Where's he going to be a month from now, 6 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now? They should build a statue of Javi if this team wins 100 games because he was there when they needed him most. But that doesn't mean I need him moving forward.
Look, I just need him to make the All-Star reserves, and that's it.
Thank you for contributing in a sincere manner to this conversation.
No, David, go ahead. No, I'm just saying, like, at that point, you're right. You knew the way he was hitting wasn't going to last. Really, if he does that to me, that's
no. But here's
that's
the thing.
A gold watch.
He's
congratulations.
This town gets hoodwinked so easy. This town is like the collective sucker who plays three card Monty on a corner. Oh, I didn't win. Shocking. The game's rigged, you idiots. Why is it nobody wants to get better in this town? Why? Can you imagine? I don't want Bo Bichette because I cannot possibly break up Cal Ripken and Derek Jeter, a.k.a. Sweeney Baez.
Do you remember the Veerling in the playoff stats and everybody loved Veerling?
Yeah, he went one for 100.
Exactly. This is exactly what that is.
Man.
You know that, right?
And it's the idea, do you know who's going to be making moves at the deadline? The Dodgers. Mm-hmm. What the hell do they need? I mean, they take a bleep in a golden toilet. They're still shopping. The Yankees are going to make moves. It's not this thing that it's like, oh, well, what do you mean? You think we're inferior? No. I think if you can get better, get the right-handed bat, we all want a reliever. Every contender will deal for a reliever. Mm-hmm. This is the right-handed bat.
Mike, it is. But when you think about it, when the Tigers were good, even though they weren't winning World Series, they weren't afraid to make moves. They weren't afraid to be bold. They weren't afraid to go out there and get the rental player. Now they've somehow convinced their fan base that they're small market and you should just accept the players we have because these are our guys. I'm with you, okay? I was just joking about the Javi thing, but I'm with you. I'm only afraid because it seems like it makes so much sense.
That it won't happen.
Like, okay, what am I? It's like, okay, I must be missing something if you just got to give up some prospects to get him for 1 year, for the rest of this year. And I do think that if he gets here, kind of what Kenny says, he's going to ball out because he's going to be in on a winning team. And he knows I'm going to get paid in the offseason. So whatever I do now, maybe I can trick some team into overpaying me.
Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say. Go to Ryan 97.1. Ryan, what's the good word?
Good afternoon, guys. Hope you're well. Love the show.
Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Yeah, no, I was just saying, so I just want to speak on Bo Bichette. You know, I love the player and, you know, would love to have him in Detroit. I just wonder with Scott Harris and the way that they kind of look at analytics, if it would kind of raise a red flag because, you know, people have had an issue with Bo Bichette defensively and, you know, it's looked at highly when you play this brand of baseball that the Tigers are trying to play. I don't know.
Well, hold on. Here's the problem. And you're not wrong. And I'll actually comp it to Derek Jeter. It's a lack of range. Bichette is fine enough. He just doesn't have great range. But here's my problem, Ryan, is if I get a call from you telling me how much Scott Harris values it, then why did he sign the singular worst second baseman in the sport who had 18 errors last year?
Yeah, I mean, look, and Glaber's been great. But, you know, I just, when you're talking about giving up prospects, I just wonder if they might have an issue with it. I wouldn't. I would honestly take him right away because this is a guy they're saying like could potentially win a batting title at some point. So,
but again, Ryan, yeah, for a rental player, if the Blue Jays think they're getting one of your top seven or eight prospects, you hang up the phone. I'm not giving up those players for a rental. You have a right to say no, and I'll defend the organization. A rental player, Ryan, I'm sorry. It just doesn't cost that. You're not giving up a top 100 prospect for that. It's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows? I mean, you know, they are looking like, you know, if they sign Scooble, then the window obviously becomes bigger. But if it's as small as, you know, just the amount of time that he's here and the players that are here, you know, you might have to just go for it. But I appreciate the...
Yeah, no, Ryan, and understand, Ryan, I am with you. He is never going to be mistaken for a Gold Glove player. But the range is the factor. He's not a butcher. It's just... He ain't going to get to a whole lot. But my whole thing is, all right. I mean, I'm sorry. Is Trey Sweeney or Javi the best shortstop in the league? Mm-hmm. Am I looking at, like, prime Andrelton Simmons? Like, are we looking at this gold glove? Stop. The idea is I'm going to get an 800 OPS right-handed bat for the roster optimization that lengthens an already really nice lineup.
Yeah, that works in this ballpark. Yep.
Hey, Bo, here's your job. If the ball gets hit to you, just catch it. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to see, like, what's wrong with having a right now platooning's work. The right-handed bat has not been a problem. We got a 325 porch in right field. You know, why not send Sweeney down? You got Magano batting 400. You got Bryce Rainer batting 300.
They're kids.
20 and 18. Bring him up. See what happens before you decide to even think about making a move.
No, you can't. I mean, Mike, if it was a year from now or a year and a half, you can't do that right now. They're kids. They're wholly unproven even at the minor league level. Yes, you're having success, but Mike, the level they're playing at, you may as well go play against neighborhood kids. Like Max Clark, for instance, will probably start next year in Double A. I mean, it's just you're trying to win a World Series, Mike. You can't call up unproven kids. Plus, I don't think you want to mess with the service time. They're not ready. So you get a rental, you buy yourself a little bit of time. You're not going to give up anything you're going to care about.
No, especially on the service time.
We just got four guys up, though. We just got four bats up to help, right? And we can platoon them around however we want. Go after pitching. That's what we need. I mean, do you really want to get stuck with, you know, going to have to deal with our bullpen all the time because Kyler Montero's coming in and blowing it in the third?
Well, who says Montero's going to have to do that? I've got Scooble. I've got Flaherty. I'm going to have Mize. I'll have Reese Olson.
Sir. Olson's, you know, just coming back. Mize hasn't been the same since he came back.
So you want to go out and get a starting pitcher? That's what you want to do?
At least get help in the bullpen. And if we're going to go after something, get something that's going to make it substantial.
Mike,
difference.
I said that. Q-tip alert. I Q-tips. I have said since I got on the air 27 minutes ago, I too want a bullpen arm. High leverage. Want to give AJ some tools. Is this on? Man, I swear to God, I feel like I'm a third grade teacher. I'm going slow for people. Little Bobby, stop eating your boogers. Color in your book or whatever you do in third grade.
You got to repeat it a few times.
But I have.
You have.
Oh my God, I have.
Okay, let's simplify this for the people. It's not an either or type of thing. It's not an either or situation. We're not saying Bo Bichette or a high level reliever. We're saying you can have them both. But right now, we're just talking about the Bichette asset. I mean, we're looking at this saying, okay, let's just focus on that. Not the reliever. Would you go after him? He's a rental player. 248-539-9797. Just the Bichette aspect. That's it.
Look, and I hear everything you're saying, but I want a bullpen arm. Mike, you want a bullpen arm?
As soon as I'm done with this advertisement, I'm going to walk in there and physically strike you, okay?
Or we can just stick with Javi, you know, Javier.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have started the show a little bit of a frustrating manner. I'll repeat again. No one is arguing a high leverage bullpen arm, something I'm willing to pay probably more than many of you. I'd pay for it. In prospects. But Jeff Passan wrote a piece today on buyers, holders, sellers. Tigers are listed as a buyer. The player, Bo Bichette. 7 homers in May. Profiles is generally around an 800 OPS guy. Not the best defensive player in the world, but I don't think he's an abomination. And he can hit. It's an expiring deal. Why would you not do it? Well, so far I've had someone call up and say, I don't want to give up any prospects. Righty, thanks for playing. I had another guy call up and say, I can't possibly break up Trey Sweeney and Javi Baez. Do whatever you want. Because you know who's not going to sit there and say, well, guess we got ourselves a good ball club. The Yankees aren't going to do that. The Dodgers aren't going to do that. The Mets aren't going to do that. The design is to win the World Series, not to have fun and ha-ha at the ballpark and buy another overpriced daiquiri. The idea is an effing parade. You are 40-21. This is an incredible start. Do you know what winners do? They lean into it. And they do more. Oh, I guess Oregon football's just going to turn away a 5-star. We've already got 6 of them. No, you get 7. That's it. It's an arms race.
You're constantly trying to get better.
That's what sports and the United States military is. More. M-O-A-R. More. We have 53 warheads. Buy a 54th. Why?
I don't know. Because we're not at 100 yet.
You just keep going.
Right.
Bichette represents the right-handed bat that, to me, would help put you over the top and be a World Series team. And you're not going to have to give up a top 100 prospect to get a rental. If the Blue Jays get that for a rental, tip your cap. I'm not going to be the one to give it to you. David, I'm going to go to people because I don't know if I can handle any more ticket texts right now. Just going to go to Mike and talk to him. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike. What's happening?
What's going on, buddy?
So the Sweeney thing is basically because he's not biased. But, yeah, he's worn it out. But Bichette's a no-brainer. If they can do it, awesome. And prospects are prospects. You get rid of them to get players. That's what you do.
And, again, and
in our stadium, Bichette, yes. That's the kind of hitter we need. Gap.
Yep.
Got tons of gap.
I think he could absolutely drive in runs. He's going to get on base. He just elongates the lineup, and it's a right-handed.
No pressure.
No, exactly. And look, you're going to be able to surround him with bats. You're going to be able to mix and match, move him around. I mean, look, if he plays well, you can absolutely elevate him into the upper portions of the lineup.
And you don't have to rely on Sweeney anymore.
He's done it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, and he's done it. He's been up there before, so it's not really that much pressure, especially if we're winning.
No, exactly. But, Mike, maybe you could explain this to me. Why is it in this town, if things are going good, people are afraid of getting better? What is it about this place?
We've been stuck in that mode with Iserman and the Tigers organization. We just don't want to make a move. And when we do, it's been backfiring on them.
Oh, Mike, you
I don't know why.
Mike, you just killed Kenny. Kenny, just his face landed in his hand.
Come on, we've been waiting for something over there, right? We've been waiting for something out of that organization.
Keep waiting.
Draft's great.
Keep
make a move.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And listen, for the Tigers, you're 40-21. How do you not make a move? How do you not load the wagon? Give it a run. This is the worst the AL will ever be. No, you're not good because the AL's bad. You're good, but the AL is bad. If you were in the NL, it's a totally different conversation. The NL has five teams for every one good AL one.
I think, Mike, you know the answer to this. This town, we fall in love with our guys.
Yeah, I'm tired.
And they're our guys. And because you... The irony is, when the teams here are good, whether it was the Wings, Tigers, Pistons, they weren't afraid to wheel and deal. But then it becomes, well, we don't want to be like those other teams where they're just buying championships and they're chasing rings. We're going to homegrown.
So what you're saying is people don't want championships?
No, David, it's hypocritical. Because, once again, when the Wings, Pistons, Tigers were top dogs,
They were homegrown.
They were wheeling and dealing. They would make, okay, you know what? We're going to trade this person. We're going to bring this guy in. But when you're not there, they somehow have a way to sell the fans on, well, this is our guy. He's your Tiger. You know, it's like, or you could just try to get better. You don't have to see Trey out there as shortstop. And it's a win-win.
I don't want to be like those other cities with nice roads. I'll just sit here with my sinkholes. Like, what kind of mentality is this?
The Dodgers are just buying a championship.
Yes, they are.
And I would take that all day.
Yes, they are. Ask them if they care.
But somehow or another, we're going to do it the right way.
You think there was a piece of their fan base last year when they won that said, this is not how I want to win.
Championship bought. It doesn't work that way. There's only an asterisk for a massive on-field cheating scandal.
Is this ethical winning now we're doing? First we had ethical scoring. Now we got ethical winning?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Kenny, I was just trying to answer his question. But the irony is when the teams here in Detroit are doing great, they don't mind doing the wheeling and dealing. They will make the trade.
Well, then how about 40-21?
It's right, and that's why I said this makes – it scares me. It makes way too much sense. Like, oh, okay. Because I thought, I'm like, wait, are we doing the Paul Skeens thing? And you're like, no. This is different.
No, okay. I told you to bleep yourself. That's not real radio. We'll go to Chuck on a cell, 97.1. Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, hey. Chuck. What's up?
You know, the last couple of days I've been talking to my friends, and, you know, they all want, we need a superstar. We need a third baseman. You know, they were on the Bregman train for months, you know. But I think they need another everyday player star. I don't think Hinch likes that. I think he likes where everybody plays. Nobody sits on the team, so nobody's going to be pouting or anything, you know? But then I saw Bichette. If you think he's available, they have to go for that.
Yeah, and I think Toronto has to move him. I mean, look, Toronto is two games above 500 right now. I don't think anyone has illusions they're a real playoff team, much less going to compete with the Yankees or you. It's an idea of they signed Vladdy. They've been very reticent to give Bo a deal. There hasn't been a lot of conversation. I think you try it. And if, look, passing can be a goofball, but it's intentional what he put in there. And I think, Chuck, you're at a point right now you deserve the best. You're in a rarefied position. Why not? We've talked about it. I need a right-handed bat, and I need a high-leverage arm in the bullpen. You can get both, and we can talk World Series.
It just happens to be an early window in a young turnaround.
And there's nothing wrong with it because you know what, Chuck? I'll never have to listen to any of these prospect whores about, well, you can't block Bobby Didonzo in 2028. Not blocking anybody. Bo Bichette will be gone by Christmas.
You could have Bichette and a reliever. Okay. Nuance.
You absolutely can.
I know.
And I'm not blocking McGonagall 2027 because Bo won't be here.
Right. Like I said... It makes way too much sense. He would fit this ballpark. He would help this team, and he would help you stay on top. That What's the magical day where you'll actually say the words?
WS?
Yeah.
Trade deadline.
Okay.
Trade deadline where you show me Bo Bichette and a high leverage reliever. Let's roll.
Okay.
I will buy Kenny a Tigers jersey with a World Series patch on it.
Jersey or Shersey?
A jersey if you'd like, but okay. Shersey. Well, here's the problem. Look at Paul Bunyan. It's 90 degrees out. He's in a Sherpa. Look, it looks like he's going log rolling. What are you wearing?
It was like 50 degrees when I left my apartment this morning. Leave me alone.
Dude, it's...
You do know it's going to be 90, right?
It's 90.
You're well, once it gets there, I'll take this off and I'll just have my t-shirt.
He looks like Zsa Zsa Gabor. He's in a fur. What is that thing?
So he left. It was 50, knowing he was going to be in a building.
Where it's... And the HVAC's terrible.
So you don't need that.
Kenny, you got it. I'm sorry. You know what?
Now I'm rebellious. Now I'm not going to take it off on a principle, damn it.
Now you're going to zip it up.
He's just going to spontaneously combust. What happened to Kenny? Well, he burnt up.
Vapor. You see me start steaming in the chair. Smoke started coming up.
It's amazing. We'll get to more of the phone calls. We've got football today's to take care of. We have a Lions question to get to as well. All right, quick pit stop for a little bit of football music.
Yes. Oh, Mike, let's have some fun. Let's do a little prediction. Let's go with the college football teams, the likelihood that they will crack the college football playoffs this year.
Oh, I got a surprise one for you.
Okay.
So I got one, and how about this? I hate the coach, and I generally kind of hate the program, but I think they're going to be a playoff team. A shocker. I got a good one. We'll see if it's in your list.
Okay. Let's start off with the group of five. Stands out. And guys, sorry, but this is for Mike because Mike knows all of these teams and he knows the colors and everything.
Just go ahead.
All right. UNLV. Dan Mullen is there. Could UNLV – I'll give you the UNLV, Tulane, Memphis, or UTSA. Any of those four teams crack the college.
Well, UNLV doesn't football. Have the money yeah. to pay Dan Mullen's contract. Have you read that?
No.
Not a good sign. Maybe some payroll issues in Nevada, Las Vegas.
Would they give them to him in the buffet coupons?
Yeah. Tulane's just built a stone cold winner. They have the most consistent product. Now, Memphis, I got to see who the quarterback is, unless Seth Hennigan's back for his 50th year. But UTSA, love them, but I'm not ready to go there. It would be Tulane, just based on program pedigree. They're putting players in the NFL. They're in the portal. Now, their problem, they lost Mensa. Duke, I don't know how he ends up at Duke. Maybe they gave him a medical practice building or something, but I think Ty Simpson's going to be their quarterback. Right. I would say Tulane.
Okay.
Best helmets, too.
From the Big 12, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Utah, Baylor, Iowa State, or BYU.
I'd go Tech. Oil money. Texas Tech is ripping it up in the recruiting trail and on the portal. That'd be where I'd land. I mean, K-State, until I see Avery Johnson capable of actually throwing a forward pass, I can't go there. Maybe ISU, Rocco Beck backed again. Maybe.
I was about to say Iowa State. Yeah, no.
You can, but I'm annoyed by Matt Campbell. Give me Tech, guns up.
Okay. You guys want to jump in? I knew the group of five, I knew that was up Mike's wheelhouse.
I love these teams.
UTSA does have Texas A&M to open the season, so that win could help them.
Oh, and we could just knock Texas Tech right out. All right, let's go with a team that we all know, the Auburn Tigers.
I'm out. I leave it to Kenny. I can't. The Peyton Thorne experience scarred me, and I know they've bought a whole bunch of new players. Mm-hmm. I can't get there with you, Freeze.
Okay. Kenny, Auburn Tigers?
Can't do it. Won't do it. Not going to do it. Okay. I feel like Mike, though, with the Peyton Thorne thing. It's like
but they bought new players.
I know, but it's a scarring experience. You know what? Hell, they bought new players.
But it's Hugh Freeze is my problem.
But money's going to talk, and if you're able to buy new players, that's ultimately going to get you where you need to go.
Who is the? Hold on. I gotta do this. Who the hell's their quarterback now? Oh, I know. This bum. Jackson Arnold.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jackson Arnold sucks. All no right. on Auburn. Or damn Eagle. No.
Let's stay in the SEC. For you, Michael.
Yes.
The Ole Miss Rebels. Lane Kiffin's work in the transfer portal helped him take Ole Miss to essentially unprecedented levels. And early returns, his first year starting quarterback, Austin Simmons will have to be great. Has been great.
Can't do it. You lose Jackson Dart. You lose a host of NFL players. I just don't. And again, when given a chance to poop his pants, Lane will. They've got 9-3 in first team out of the playoff written all over them. They'll break my heart again.
All right.
David, nice loss to Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't even know who this quarterback is yet. So, no, I can't trust him. No. Austin Simmons? No, thank you.
All right, let's stick with the SEC.
Yes, get to my surprise team.
Texas A&M.
No.
The Aggies.
No.
Texas A&M controlled their own SEC title and playoff destiny deep into last season, but ran out of gas in the final month. Can they crack the college football playoffs this year?
I'm going to say no. A&M is a team. When's the last conference championship they won? Rico feels like it's been 40 years.
It seems like it.
Big spot, they come up small. I'm out on A&M. Can't do it. Plus, Mike Elko's like Kenny. He wears sweatshirts in 100-degree weather. He's in a long-sleeve T-shirt. It's 95 degrees out. No.
Okay. The Louisville Cardinals.
No. Just get to my surprise team.
Okay, Mike. Patience. Louisville Cardinals. Miller Moss transferring in.
I don't like him.
No?
No, I don't like. What did Miller Moss do at USC that makes me go, oh, my God, let me pay him millions to bring him to the Ville?
He did nothing.
I can't do it.
But you're in the ACC. It's not as competitive.
True. I like their stadium. Good helmets. Matte black finish. I can't.
Kenny, this one's for you. The Florida Gators.
Yes, all in.
No.
No, Kenny, DJ Lagway is a star. Napier saved his job. That team played hard for him. They survived the hardest schedule in America last year. They're going to be very good this year. Yes to the Gators.
Mike, you're probably right about everything you just said. Can I just be a hater for one day?
No. Fine.
All right.
Fine enough.
Fine, fine, fine. They're in the playoff. You guys win.
We're all in on Billy Napier's $10 haircut.
I wonder if this one is yours, Mike.
What?
The Illinois Fighting Illini.
No. Why would I pick Luke Altmaier? No. And
Bielema?
Coach wears a bedspread. No.
Is that on the list of rules?
Yes.
You can't win if you
I think Burt does a nice job, but he caps out at 8 wins. No.
Okay. David?
You want me to support Illinois?
Yes.
No, I'm good.
I'm
good.
It won't all be favorites. You guys know that.
I have a surprise.
All right.
Last time they were good is when they had the leather helmets that they wore this past season.
All right. Michael, the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yes. Lenoris Sellers. If you don't know the name, you're going to learn.
Sonoris.
Sonoris, Lenoris, Bedoris. Yes. I'm telling you, South Carolina is going to be really, really good. And he's a Heisman Trophy caliber QB, an explosive playmaker. Plus, they got the cockaboos. Got to do it.
Okay. I got one more. Let's see.
This better be my surprise.
The Miami Hurricanes.
No! Damn it, Rico.
Prize pickup of Carson Beck. Kenny?
He hates Carson Beck. There it is.
No.
And you can't win a national championship when your quarterback gets dumped in the middle of summer camp. Can't happen.
Well, you know, some things will happen.
Yeah. No, my surprise. Team I hate, coach I hate. I think the coach is a total doofus. The Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh.
John Mateer is the best quarterback nobody pays attention to. Washington State transfer. Kid is awesome. With his arm, with his feet, and they got Jaden Ott, Cal superstar running back. What has Oklahoma been missing now for years? A quarterback. That system, everything else is there.
You're right, because for years they were having Heisman Trophy quarterbacks.
Yes.
I mean, heck, half the league for a seem like Jalen Hurts, like all of these guys, Baker Mayfield, they were all Oklahoma quarterbacks.
And I think John Mateer is going to save Brent Venables' job. John Mateer is awesome. I think Oklahoma could be that shock team.
But not Miami.
No. I'm with Kenny. There were some holes in Carson Beck's game. I'm starting to go, am I sure this guy's good?
Spending a ton of money, though.
Miami. I understand that.
Okay.
John Mateer, FTW.
We're going to learn a lot about Oregon. A lot about Oklahoma because they have Oregon at Oregon September 6th.
Well, listen.
We'll learn early.
According to Rico, if you play a tough schedule, the committee will respect it and things. So we'll go ahead and drop that game. 9-3 OU's getting in.
Is that how I sound?
Probably not accurate. Hey, that's a bold call. I don't even know what their odds are. I'm just telling you, they won't be one of the favorites. But John Mateer, Jaden Ott in that backfield, that's a long way from Jackson Arnold or whatever other bums they had.
Okay. All right. Well,
he hates it. He hates it, Kenny.
No. I like the Oklahoma thing.
Because I just hate the Boomer Sooner thing. It's so annoying watching a game. Oh, my God. They just play it into the dirt.
I guess we'll find out more about Oklahoma. Was that David week two?
Week two.
That's when they play Michigan, right?
Okay, ready? Ready?
Yeah.
31-0 Oklahoma. Bryce Underwood picked off three times, fumbles twice.
You want to put that
and
up?
And then Brent Venables is going to drive the Sooner Schooner right over
you put
the
that,
entire sidelines.
You want to put that up on the board?
Put it on the board.
Night game.
Give me OU minus the points. Give me the under. Give me over on turnovers for Underwood.
Right here, right now.
Give me Sherrone Moore in a neck brace if he doesn't have a show cause.
So you would give up 17.5.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Boomer Sooner.
Wow.
David, are you taking that bet?
No.
Yeah, you know. You know. Wow. You know.
No.
See, and this is why people say you're not a Michigan fan. You're not
because
supporting your team?
Because it's June 3rd and I don't want to take that bet right now?
Yes.
God, David, I'll lay you 6.5 points.
David, he'll give you 13.5.
I said 6.
He'll give you 13.5.
I'm not doing it on June 3rd.
Okay. Leave it alone.
All right.
We'll get to it as we get closer to the season.
All right.
So I'm telling you, Greater Life Church is going to be mine.
I like
that. The deed to that house of ill repute, that's going to be mine when OU covers.
I didn't even put it up. I didn't even put the deed up.
Those are the stakes.
I like the Oklahoma. I like
OU's going to score a touchdown for every level one violation your school's got.
Oh, so zero.
Six of them.
But I will say this, depending on who Illinois, I got to look at the Illinois schedule, but the fact that they can run the ball, Mike, they may be that team that backdoors their way in.
Coach,
and gets the
Duvet
final.
Cover. Okay. No.
All right.
Luke Altmaier, also no.
Well, he's back for the 10th year.
He's awful.
But Drew Aller, he's
okay.
This
next.
Year's Drew. All right. That's your
OU minus 8.5.
David.
He knows.
Right. He knows. That's your college football playoff prediction. Blitz 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.